Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: ZCID praises PC of conduct ahead of Chawama by-elections. Four AMIWEMs invasion decline in Lusaka province. And in international news, Venezuela frees some American citizen from prison. And in sports news, FAS technical director Langston Zulu appointed to FIFA. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The Zambia Center for Interparty Dialogue, ZCID, has commended political parties for the peace, respect and integrity demonstrated during the campaign period ahead of the Chawama by-elections scheduled for tomorrow. ZCID Executive Director Dolin Jovu Kawe says the organization observed consistently high level of tolerance and respectful management from the time of nomination through to the close of campaign, noting that no serious cases of violence or intimidation have been reported. She says the conduct of political parties and their supporters reflects growing maturity in the Zambian democratic process. Ms. Kawe explained that the peaceful campaign environment has created a conducive atmosphere for voters in Chawama to free access candidates and make informed choices without fear, pressure or unjustified influence. She adds that such conditions strengthen public confidence in the electoral process and enhance the credibility of elections outcome. The Ministry of Defense has confirmed that flooding of the Malamba River disrupted movement along the Maramba-Lubuya Bridge on Tuesday, 13th January 2025, after the bridge was submerged and rendered impassable. Following the incident, the Zambia Air Force, ZAF, Livingston Base Acting Station Commander Mianda Chimuka received a request for a medical withdrawal from Livingston District Hospital. In response, a ZAF helicopter crew led by senior pilot Cassis Kayanga, assisted by aircraft technical corporate Lungu Po, the team successfully conducted a medical intervention of an expected mother, Miss Pamela Banda, aged 20. The helicopter safely landed at the Lubuya Police Station ground, where Miss Banda was airlifted to ZAF Livingston Base. She was later transferred by ambulance to Livingston General Hospital for further medical care. A concerned citizen has called on the constructor working on the road from Lusaka's Salama Park area leading to Mutendere East to put humps on the road. Mr. Samuel has expressed concern over the lack of humps on the four-way lane. He has revealed that children find it difficult to cross the road due to speeding vehicles. He has stated that the constructor should act swiftly to avoid accidents and death of pupils.
Zapemba kuri wakazi lakena nguba huku kwa ploti kwewe kujavana ikafo loji so kujavana wakutika kujumpa loji ja so izafuni kana kwewe ijaenda kusalama faji kwenda kuchani kuja kuchainda basic school saidi kuja na kwewe wazafuni kwa wapateko maambu because vana wakanywa kujumpa loji ilifo loji kuja so wakanywa kujumpa so nipemba kuri wajia wakazi la wakuja wapakeko mamps mujamloji muna vana vambe kupai wa mnyo kupunchi wa mujamloji yae wamele wanafashira wa iloji ya kwa manga na ija wafake mampu very soon because wana wanase kula masuru kukuna kutimuana umozo wa waire kuja hii ya itakana sipempa kuli wamele wanafaka loji ija wafake mampu then mampu wakasipaka pakupa kumbi because wenangu kama chama siji maningi.
Chipata City Council has expressed concern over the increasing number of illegal waste dumping sites across Chipata District. Chipata City Council Assistant Public Relations Manager Grace Lungu says the council has noted with concern the unsafe dumping of solid waste, which has continued to pose a serious threat to public health. environmental safety and the overall cleanliness of the city. Ms. Lungu says legal action will be enforced on individuals and institutions found engaging in illegal waste disposal according to the Solid Waste Regulation and Management Act No. 20 of 2018, the Public Health Act CAP 295 of the Laws of Zambia and Statutory Instrument No. 12 of 2018. She says environmental protection guidelines enforced by the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, prohibit such practices as they contribute to pollution and environmental degradation, and the council reminds members of the public that digging refuse pits or dumping waste within residential compounds is not permitted under the Zambian law.
Therefore, they contribute to pollution and environmental degradation. So as a council, we wishes to remind members of the public that digging refuse pits or dumping waste within the residential compounds is not permitted under the law. Chipata City Council has licensed 5 franchise waste management companies to provide solid waste collection services within the district. And so all residential and business owners are strongly advised to subscribe to one of these authorized waste management companies without fail. As a council, we generally observe that in most areas where illegal dumping spots are found, because most residents in those areas are not subscribed to.
Meanwhile, Chipata Council Town Clerk, Mr. Dulani Piri, through the Public Health Department, conducted random spots check on illegal dumping sites around the Old Bet Stadium and Holy Hill area, as well as Mpezeni Park, Kaunda Square area, among others. Western Province Presidential Campaign Team says Zambians are expected to renew President Hakainde Hichilema's mandate in the next general election, citing his performance and fulfillment of key campaign promises since assuming office. Western Province Media Coordinator Spooky Mulemwa says the president has demonstrated strong and people-based leadership over the past 4 years, marked by the implementation of policies aimed at improving the welfare of citizens across the country. He notes that flagship commitments such as free education, job creation initiatives, and the significant increase in the Constituent Development Fund CDF have been successfully delivered. Mr. Mulemwa points out that developmental projects are now evident in all 156 constituencies, with both urban and rural communities benefiting from expanded social protection programs and increased government investment. He adds that these interventions have contributed to visible improvement in living standards, particularly in rural areas, including Western Province, which he says is now receiving an equitable share of national resources.
Further, Zambians will recall how the opposition lied that President Hichilema was pushing to amend the Republican Constitution in order to extend his tenure of office from 5 to 7 years, remove the running mate and 50% plus one clauses. And just recently, they were also busy peddling falsehoods that the head of state was sick, when in fact not, as he was in Southern Province on a working holiday. All in all, so-called opposition alliances are crumbling and disintegrating due to leaders' insatiable appetite for power, where everyone wants to lead, while President Hichilema is building a solid bond and alliance with the Zambian people because of his selfless, people-centered leadership that places the well-being of the people as a priority.
In agriculture news, Lusaka province has recorded a reduction in 4 armyworms invasions levels, largely attributed to continued heavy rainfall and the timely distribution of government supplied pesticides to affected farming areas. According to provincial agriculture update, the decline has been observed across most districts, although low-lying vary areas with comparatively low rainfall continue to experience higher invasion rate due to favorable breeding conditions for the pest. Providing an update, Lusaka Provincial Administration Public Relations Officer Logic Lukwanda says as of 13th January 2026, a total of 13,821 hectares of maize fields had been affected by 4 armyworms across the province. to counter the outbreak, 10,000 liters of pesticides have so far been distributed to all six districts. In Chilanga district, 659 hectares have been affected.